Unit 11, Behavioralism, Meaning, Origin and Characteristics. Page 1, Structure, 11.0, Objectives, 11.1, Introduction, 11.2, Meaning, 11.3, Origin, 11.4, Characteristics, 11.5, Let us sum up, 11.6, Keywords, 11.7, Some useful books, 11.8, Answers to check your progress. Page 2, 11.0, Objectives. The main objective of this unit is to introduce the student to behavioralism. Behavioralism is the theoretical approach at the foundation of modern political science. The specific objectives of this unit are to understand the meaning, to understand the origin, to understand the characteristics of behavioralism. 11.1, Introduction. Behavioralism stands for a new approach to the study of political science. It emerged as a protest at the traditional approaches to its study. It is an attempt to make political science a science and bring it in line with other social sciences. It began in 1920s, gathered both good following and opposition before the Second World War, and reached its peak in the post-war period. From mid-1960s onwards, it came under severe attack by a group of dissatisfied followers who called themselves as post-behavioralists and advanced a new approach called post-behavioralism. Behavioralism, or behavioral approach as it is also called, resulted in a revolution in the study of political science. This is called as the behavioral revolution. It was a revolution against traditional or classical approach, which considered politics and its study as a search for good life and took ethical, philosophical and historical approaches to its study. It considers politics as a series of activities or behavior of human beings. It attempted to make political science an objective and scientific study of this behavior. For this purpose, it contributed to political science a number of new methods of research. They were empirical, objective, and quantitative. It was essentially a value-neutral approach. In short, the behavioralism laid the foundation to make political science a modern science. It was attacked by post-behavioralism as making political science technical, valueless and irrelevant. Indeed, the post-behavioralism was an attempt to correct the deficiencies of the behavioralism. Whatever their limitations, together, behavioralism and post-behavioralism revolutionized the study of political science and enriched it enormously. Page 3. Understanding contemporary political science is impossible without understanding behavioralism. Therefore, in this unit, we plan to understand the meaning, origin, and characteristics of behavioralism in the same order. 11.2, Meaning. Behavioralism in political science is derived from other social sciences. In political science, behavioralism has been given different meanings by different political scientists. First, Robert Dahl considered behavioralism as a protest movement within political science, which began mainly in the United States of America. This protest consisted of 1. A dissatisfaction with the traditional political science with regard to both its substantive concerns and its methods of study, and 2. A belief that it was both possible and necessary to adopt new approaches and methods of study in political science and also expand its substantive concerns. In short, this approach of Dahl considers behavioralism as a mere mode of protest or a mere orientation. Second, according to David Easton, behavioralism is lot more than a mood. It is an altogether a new approach in the study of political science. Its focus moves away from the study of institutions to the study of human, both individual and group behavior. It places the individual as the basic participant, shall we say, the brick of the political system. Third, according to David Truman, behavioralism is essentially an approach to make political science more scientific by explaining politics or political reality in empirical terms by means of methods, theories, and criteria of proof that are acceptable according to the canons of modern empirical science. David Truman, in short, places the central thrust of the behavioral approach in A. systematic research and B. empirical methods. The ultimate aim of behavioralism is the development of a science of the political process. Robert Dahl also agreed later with this view of David Truman. In understanding the meaning of behavioralism today, we have to keep in mind that the different meanings given above are not contradictory. Indeed, they supplement each other. Behavioralism or behavioral approach began as a protest at the inadequacies of the traditional approach to the study of political science. The dissatisfaction was first with its search for good life. Behavioralism believes that a true science must merely aim at truth or correct knowledge. Second, behavioralism rejects the subjective and value-oriented approach of the traditional political science. It prefers objective and value-neutral approach. Page 4. Third, it rejected or considered the traditional methods of study such as philosophical, historical, and ethical as unscientific. It prefers modern scientific and empirical methods of study adopted by other social sciences. Fourth, behavioralism also rejected the concern of the traditional political science with state, government, or mere institutions as narrow and inadequate. It opted to focus on the entire process of human political behavior both inside and outside the state. The meaning of behavioralism becomes clear if we understand that while it started as a protest, its substance was in the two revolutions it created in political science. Indeed, it is because of this that the term behavioral revolution emerged. The first revolution was in the area of substantive concerns of political science. The main concern of political science through history has been with state and government and institutions connected with them. As these were abstract, political science appeared as mere philosophizing about them. Behavioralism brought about a change in the focus from institutions to humans. It considers man as the building brick of all institutions. Therefore, it advocated a focus on men in politics and their political behavior as central and vital in studying politics. It is humans who are behind all political actions. They participate in, rather constitute, all institutions, give them life, and run them. Understanding the essence of institutions is possible only by studying the behavior of the men in them. Their thought, emotions, and behavior constitutes the behavior of institutions. It is therefore that David Easton declared that behavioral research seeks to elevate the actual human being to the center of attention. Its premise is that the traditionalists have been reifying institutions, virtually looking at them as entities apart from their component individuals. The Political System, 1953, pages 201 and 202. This change of focus in substantive concerns brought political science to study new aspects of politics, as Charles Merriam called them. Political science came to study political behavior in terms of voting behavior, party behavior, legislative behavior, coalition behavior, political power, political man, political group,
political elite, political system, political process, and a host of others. It even developed some new hybrid branches such as political psychology, political sociology, political anthropology, and others. Within political science, it resulted in enormous expansion of the discipline and development of many new branches. This meant a revolution in the content of political science. Behavioralism authored this revolution. Page 5. The second revolution in political science authored by behavioralism was in the area of research approach and research methods. As David Truman points out, behavioralism stands for scientific approach, systematic research, and empirical methods of research. The traditional political science was mainly philosophical, historical, and ethical in approach and methods of research. Therefore, it was essentially subjective, value-oriented, and speculative. Behavioralism's scientific approach, in contrast, emphasized objective, value-neutral, and empirical research. Behavioralism stood for systematic research, that is, research guided by political theory and ultimately contributing to the growth of political theory. In methods of research, it emphasized the empirical methods such as observation, interview, questionnaire, sample survey, case study, content analysis, and so on. This led political science to field study. Political science developed data orientation and data movement, that is, a movement to collect facts and figures concerning politics. This in turn helped political science to move towards quantitative analysis and measurement of the various aspects of the political universe. Behavioralism led to the development of comparative politics. Indeed, it brought political science closer to other social sciences, which had already made advanced strides on the path of modern scientific research. Our effort to learn the meaning of behavioralism further is not complete without understanding its relation with traditional political science or political thought built through the ages. Behavioralism, of course, was basically a protest against the inadequacies or backwardness of traditional political science. It led to revolutionary expansion and changes in the content and methods of political science. Some of the behavioralists were so enamored of the new behavioral revolution, they came to consider the traditional political science as mere philosophizing, idealistic, and unsystematic. But as David Truman rightly cautions and holds that the new knowledge cannot and need not mean a total rejection of the old one. According to him, any new departure in an established discipline must build upon the accomplishments of the past. Although much of the existing literature of politics may be impressionistic, it is extensive and rich in insights. Without a command of the significant portions of that literature, behavioral research is likely to be naive and unproductive. In other words, the traditional political science forms the foundation and guide of the behavioral approach. The growth of behavioralism or behavioral revolution, therefore, did not mean the end of traditional political science. It continued to be relevant as a foundation. Page 6. 11.3 Origin. The general background to the rise of behavioralism was in the growth of modern science and especially modern social sciences. The particular inspiration to its rise came from the work of behavioral psychologists such as Ivan Pavlov of Russia and J.B. Watson and B.F. Skinner of America. The origin of behavioralism was from the theory of behaviorism, which the psychologists had put forward. According to this theory of behaviorism, the behavior of persons could be explained by what they called as the SOR formula. As per this formula, S equal to stimulus or the influence from outside, on the O equal to organism or the animal or person causes the R equal to response. Therefore, the behavior of a person could be explained by analyzing the stimulus causing the response. This stimulus-response theory dominated the behavioral psychology in the beginning of the 20th century. The political science in this period was attracted by this theory. It thought that it could explain political behavior by this theory of behaviorism. But soon it was realized that it was not that easy to explain behavior simply by analyzing stimuli. The stimulus is not the only influence on behavior. Between stimuli and the response, the inner feelings, emotions, and various other subjective factors could affect the behavior. To understand the behavior, these factors also needed to be studied. Therefore, in political science, gradually the term behaviorism was felt inadequate and the term behavioralism came to be used in its place. Behavioralism in political science is basically American in origin. Charles E. Merriam of the Chicago University is considered as the father of this behavioral movement in political science. In 1925, addressing the American Political Science Association as its president, Merriam called upon political science to look at political behavior as one of the essential objects of inquiry. Under his leadership, the Chicago University became the hub of the behavioral approach, movement, and revolution in political science. A host of eminent colleagues and students of Merriam, such as David Truman, V. O. Key, Jr., Gabriel Almond, Herbert Simon, made significant contributions. In addition, Robert Dahl, David Easton, Carl Deutsch, Harold D. Lasswell, Franz Neumann, Paul Lazarsfeld became the leading lights of the behavioral revolution. Growth of behavioralism in political science took place in three phases. Page 7. The first stage was before Second World War. The second was in the post-war period. The third was in the 1960s and onwards. In the first phase, there was increasing use of empirical and quantitative methods of research, but it was just the beginning. The traditional approaches also continued, but the real growth in a big way, as well as the maturing of the behavioral revolution, took place after the Second World War. In this second phase, behavioralism came to be widely accepted. It made large advances in empirical approach and quantitative methods. Prominent writers like Almond, Dahl, Easton, Lasswell, and others produced new theoretical schemes and research designs. Systems approach, communication approach, decision-making approach, and others emerged. New techniques of research such as case study, content analysis, sample survey, statistical analysis, causal modeling developed. The emergence of new nations posed new challenges, and this helped behavioralism to expand. The huge funds made available by Ford, Rockefeller, and other foundations, as well as the Social Science Research Committee, made extensive field studies, seminars, and conferences possible. In the third phase, that is during 1960s, the behavioralism developed finer mathematical and statistical tools such as multivariate analysis and others and started applying them extensively. The behavioralist got split into A, positive behavioralists who overemphasized techniques and methods of research, and B, theoretical behavioralists who preferred to focus on spinning webs of theoretical frameworks. Behavioralism came under attack in this period intensely, both from within and outside. This led to the rise of a reform movement called the post-behavioralism. We will discuss this in detail in another unit. Here, we will focus next on understanding the characteristics of behavioralism as it helps us understand it better. 11.4 Characteristics. Behavioralism was basically an attempt 1. To make political science a science, and 2. to bring the interdisciplinary approach to political science and thus to move it nearer other social sciences. The characteristics of behavioralism have been stated very clearly by David Easton in 1953 in his book The Political System. He has identified 8 characteristics of behavioralism which have been widely used. In a way, these 8 characteristics may also be considered as the basic assumptions or even as objectives of behavioralism. Here, it will be useful to list these 8 characteristics and to discuss them one by one. Page 8. These characteristics are as follows. 1. Regularities. 2. Verification. 3. Techniques. 4. Quantification. 5. Values. 6. Systematization. 7. Pure science. 8. Integration. 1. Regulation. Behavioralists hold that in the political universe, as in any other universe, there are some underlying uniformities and regularities in the happenings and behaviors. In all sciences, the nature and behavior of concerned things, organisms, factors, or forces are studied systematically with the purpose of describing them as well as to predict their future behavior in a precise way. Behavioralism aims at discovering the underlying uniformities and regularities of political behavior. This would help in predicting the political phenomena. Of course, behavioralists are aware that political behavior is complex, is influenced by multiple factors, and is not always repetitive. But still, humans are found to react more or less in a similar way in more or less similar conditions, even in politics. This is evidenced by voters' behavior, which is often repetitive in favor of same party or candidate and as block voting. The aim is to make political science also study regularities in behavior, political, and become a science like psychology, biology, if not physics or chemistry. 2. Verification. Behavioralism aims at making political science a science by making its study open to verification. For this purpose, it calls observable facts and forces as focus of study and advocated the adoption of scientific and empirical methods of study. Research using systematically developed hypotheses, standardized methods of data collection, processing, analysis, and reporting would make the data and conclusions open and verifiable. Page 9. 3. Techniques. Behavioralism emphasizes the use of standard techniques and tool research for data collection, tabulation, interpretation, and reporting. It called for use of standardized and refined research designs, tools, techniques, methods, and machines for observation, recording, analyzing, interpreting and reporting of data to reduce the idiosyncrasies of the individual researcher. It intends to make him self-conscious and self-critical and use sophisticated tools and techniques. 4. Quantification. Behavioralism stands for measurement and quantification of data. It advocates short quantitative statements than impressionistic statements. Quantification calls for identifying political indices and ways of measuring their progress or regress. A specific statement is, after all, a measured, quantified, and well-formulated statement, or better, a form. 5. Values. Behavioralism believes both values and facts have to be but it wants them to be separately studied. Even if they are to be together, they should never be mixed up. Behavioralism wants the focus of political science to be on political facts and on political values. Traditional political science was essentially a value-centered study. The difficulty of behavioralism is in making science a value-free study. The separation of facts and values helps the clarity of analysis. Behavioralism's focus on facts makes a political science more actual and scientific. To study political facts objectively, behavioralism wants the result to A. Become aware of the dichotomy and B, aware of his own value inclination to keep them consciously outside his reach. Then only would science research be able to type political facts and process actively, mechanically and precisely, qualifying political science become a science. 6. Autization. Behavior stands for systematic research. Systematic research is theory directed and theory oriented. This is that a scientific research has to be on existing theory and has to be oriented or aiming at development of new or additional. Page 10. It is argued that research unsupported by theory may prove trivial and theory unsupported by data fail. But the theory with which the behaviors are concerned is causal theory and not the value theory of the traditional political science. Causal theory explains the causes behind a particular fact objectively, while the value is concerned with assessing the moral view of a fact or situation. Behavioralists know the complexity of theory building in an area like politics. They are ready to do this in stages. First, they aim at low-level smaller generalizations. Second, they go for middle-level synthesis, narrow-gauge theory. Or thirdly, they look for general, broad-gauge or overarching. 7. Pure science. Behavioralism wants political science to develop as a pure science. Pure science stands for systematized for knowledge's sake. It is concerned with questions of practicability or practical effects of research. 8. Integration. Behavioralism stands for integration of political science with other social sciences. They consider politics one of the social phenomena. All activities are interrelated and be properly understood only when viewed in relation to each other. 4. Behavioralists argue for a disciplinary approach to the study of political science. Another reason this approach is their belief that other sciences were already well ahead of science on the scientific path. The interdisciplinary approach helped political science to borrow provenance, techniques, tools from other social sciences. It is in this background that Teestin went to the extent of saying that behavioralism in politics was more striving towards disciplinary approach than to science. The ultimate dream of all behavioralists in all social sciences, including political science, to develop a common social science by integrating all social sciences. Page 11, Progress 1. Note 1. Use the space given below to your answer. 2. Also check with the clue given at the end of the U. 1. Outline the meaning of behavioralism. 2. The origin of behavioralism. 3. Discuss the character of behavioralism. 11.5. Let us sum. Dear student, in this year 11, we have hitherto made an attempt to understand the meaning of behavioralism. Page 2. For this purpose, we have the meaning, origin, and characteristics of behavioralism. But our meaning of behavioralism is still weak. It becomes better to understand the achievements and limitations of behavioralism. We will just pass to do that in the next unit of our 11.6 keywords. Behaviorism. The psychological theory behavior of organisms, SOR formula. R, S equals T, O equals organism, R equal to response formula, which means that the behavioral response of organism is dependent on formulae. Traditionalism, ethical prescription-oriented approach to political science which has been aged. Normativism, ethical approach to political science which begins in describing the ethical norm or standard, same as traditional. Empiricism, the theory which stands for studying fact, verifiable methods of observation, experience or education. Behavioralism, theoretical approach to political science in scientific empirical method which developed in 1920s. Behavioral revolution, the revolutionary changes brought about behavioralism in content and method studying political science after 1920s. Data figures, data movement, intensive emphasis on and activities for collecting political data into move by behavior. Data bank, the organized political data stored and collected. Page 11.7, Samyuks. S.P. Verma, Modern Political Theory, Vikas, 1975, Orlations. J.C. Johari, Contemporary Political Theory, Erling, Delhi, 1966, editions. James C. Charlesworth, Contemporary Political Analysis, Free Press, New York, 1967. J. A. and V. Thursby, Contemporary Political Thought, Holt Reinhardt and Will, New York, 1916. H. J. Storing, Essays on the Scientific Politics, New York, Haas Carriel, Editors, Approaches to Politics, Chandler, Delhi, 1910. David Easton, The Science System, An Enquiry of the State of Political Science, Science Book Agency, Calcutta, 1971. David Apter, Introduction to Political Analysis, Prentice Hall, New Jersey, 1987. David M. Rich, The Tragedy of Science, Yale University Press, New Haven, 1984. McCoy and John Playford, Apolitical Politics, A Critique of Behavioralism, Crow, New York, 1967. F. Greenstein and Nen Upolsby, Editors, Science, Scope and Theory, on Addison Wesley, 1995. 11. Answers to check your progress. Check your progress. 1. 1. See section 11.1 and 11.2. 2. See section 3. 3. See section 11.4.
Page 14. Notes.